everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular's single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
A man who needs no introduction.
The Black Information Network is committed to bringing you up-to-the-date news stories that are relevant, informative, and inspiring. And while news stories are always being updated and others are breaking, we understand that you need to be in the know all week long. Welcome to your Midweek Memo on the Black Information Network Daily Podcast with me, your host, Ramses Ja. The time has come for me to suspend my campaign. I have no regrets. This is a quote from former presidential candidate Nikki Haley. And there are, of course, a lot of people who were expecting this to come after Super Tuesday. I'll share a bit of the results from Yahoo News. Former President Donald Trump swept nearly all of this year's Super Tuesday primaries and caucuses, routing his last major rival for the Republican presidential nomination, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. Haley announced Wednesday morning that she is suspending her campaign, clearing the way for Trump's rematch with President Biden, the Democrat who beat him in 2020. Biden also won lopsided victories on Tuesday across 15 states. Trump, who gained several hundred delegates with major wins in states such as California and Texas, is now on the verge of becoming the GOP's presumptive nominee for the third straight election cycle. His only loss was in Vermont, where Haley scored a narrow upset. Quote, November 5th is right around the corner, Trump said, from his Mar-a-Lago club in Palm Beach, Florida, referring to Election Day. He goes on to say, November 5th is going to go down as the single most important day in the history of our country. In a statement, Biden said that, quote, tonight's results leave the American people with a clear choice. Are we going to keep moving forward, or will we allow Donald Trump to drag us backwards into the chaos, division, and darkness that defined his term in office, unquote. So, not a lot in the way of real surprises there, but now we have to deal with the reality, and a lot of people were expecting that more of maybe Trump's legal issues may have affected his nomination prior to Super Tuesday, and that has not happened. So here we are with, again, what many people expected as a result. So onward. Moving on, our next story comes from Your Web. A prominent megachurch pastor has asserted that Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. was, quote, not a Christian at all. John MacArthur, an 85-year-old white male pastor of Grace Community Church in Sun Valley, California, made the claim during a sermon last month, LGBTQ Nation reports. In his remarks, he criticized a group of evangelical pastors known as Together for the Gospel, or T4G. For honoring King several years ago, Right Wing Watch reported. Quote, T4G brought into the deceptiveness of the woke movement and the racial baiting that it was going on a couple of years ago. And it literally put them out of existence, MacArthur said. goes on to say, the strange irony was a year later, they did the same thing for Martin Luther King, who was not a Christian at all, whose life was immoral. MacArthur continued, quote, I'm not saying King didn't do some social good, and I've always been glad he was a pacifist or he could have started a real revolution. But you don't honor a non-believer who misrepresented Christ and everything about the gospel, unquote. For LGBTQ Nation, MacArthur previously said, quote, the Bible is abundantly clear. Slavery is the heart of what it means to be a true Christian. And Christianity does not free slaves. Christianity does not give equal social rights. Jesus did not propound equal rights, and he did not upset the social order. Rather, they all affirm that with great fear of God and great respect, you are to be submissive to your masters, whether they're good and gentle or whether they are unreasonable, you are to submit, unquote. MacArthur also takes an anti-LGBTQ plus stance, claiming gay people don't really exist. Quote, no one is gay. People commit adultery. They commit sins of homosexuality. They lie, they steal, they cheat, he said, according to the Friendly Atheist. He goes on to say, quote, that's like saying, you know, I keep robbing banks, but I'm a robber. I'm a bank robber. What am I going to do? I'm a bank robber. That's not an excuse for what you do, MacArthur added. Are there certain kinds of impulses that lead people in that direction? Yes. But I think one of the really deadly aspects of this is to let people define themselves as gay. Okay, so a lot going here, and obviously you can see why this gentleman ended up in the news. First, let's break down this Martin Luther King stuff. So I want to make sure that we say his name fully because it wasn't stated fully in the article. Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He was educated in theology. And as a result, we have regarded him as such, not just one of the great ministers, one of the great speakers of all time, of humanity. So that's a great starting point. As far as him saying that Dr. King was immoral, I can't name one human being that was perfect. I'm sure that even John MacArthur has not lived a perfect life. With the exception of Jesus, and of course, Christians accept that by faith because there's no way to know entirely what Jesus's life consisted of, but we accept by faith that Jesus was the only example of humanity that was perfect. And outside of that, the presumption for Christians is that everyone is born into sin and we are all sinners and there's no way to get to heaven except through Christ. So for this gentleman, John MacArthur, to condemn Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., as a non-Christian and as immoral, sounds like he is the one who is without sin, casting the first stone. It's not his position to decide whose life is moral or immoral. I believe that that is up to his God. And, you know, he's just talking nonsense, to be honest with you. There are many, many pastors and preachers who live human lives and they seek the kingdom, if you will. And it doesn't mean that they always get it right, but the point is that they seek to be the best version of themselves as often as they can. They are guided by God. And they do their best to instruct their followers as best as they know. And that's the most that anybody can expect of anyone else, including John MacArthur. So wanted to make sure we got that out of the way. As far as this stuff about slavery, this really does sound like super old school. I'm talking 16, 1700s slavery talk. Slavery is immoral. There's a lot of things that are immoral that are in the Bible that Christians either follow or don't follow. Just because it's in the Bible does not mean that it is necessarily right, nor does it mean that Christian people adhere to it. And I'd like to add to it that, I know this is just a small technicality, but the slavery in the Bible was not chattel slavery, like the slavery practiced in the United States. It was a very different type of slavery. It was the enslavement of a race of people, not the enslavement of someone who owed you money and could not pay it back. And you could work as a slave until your debt was paid, or that you were a slave, but your children were not. Or that you had a permanent legal status in society as a slave and could be transferred as property upon the death of your master. Like, these things were, elements of these things were added later. Some of these I'm sure were present in biblical times, but certainly not the chattel element. That was something that was, that came about later in this country. In addition to that, to enslave a tribe of people was one thing, but to enslave a race of people based on their color is something entirely different. And for him to try to use, again, the parts of the Bible that were probably in the Old Testament under the guise of Christianity, to go back and suggest that Dr. King was immoral because perhaps he spoke out on slavery, or maybe this guy's trying to go back to that time. Who knows? Just kind of shows that this guy is either off his rocker. Again, he's, how old is he? Let me make sure I say this right. 85 years old. So he's from a different time. He probably felt this way for a long time, and gives you an idea of exactly the type of thinking that Christian white men can find themselves revisiting. But, you know, down here at the end, for him to say that no one is gay, people commit adultery, people commit sins, you know, and it's the same as someone saying, I keep robbing banks because I'm a bank robber. Of course, that's a false equivalency. People are born gay. People are, there's a scientific basis for all of this. It's well documented, and this just shows, you know, ignorance. And, you know, to see three examples of this in one sermon, I think it just goes to show that either this guy's trying to get attention, or he's just someone who has a somewhat theological basis for what it is he's saying. But obviously he's taking these things to the extreme. You know, the truth is he really doesn't have any basis for any of this, if I'm being honest. But, you know, to those people who are seeking to gain some sort of understanding or insight or something to reaffirm their view of the world, you know, for him to have a scripture or two taken out of context to share with those people, they could see that as having some sort of biblical basis. Somehow it's based in theology, and they can feel more comfortable in their bigotry. But the rest of us in the know are obviously very clear on this, that these false equivalencies, they sound good in a sermon, I'm sure, but without a scientific basis for it, it's just fluff. And, you know, 85 years old, fingers crossed we don't have to put up with too much more of this from this.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. People don't always realize just how much their negative thoughts and experiences stick with them and weigh them down. You may find your brain constantly running through a highlight reel of bad moments. That comment your friend made last week that hurt your feelings. That frustrating thing your mom does. Or that silly thing you said in a meeting. Maybe it's time to get it all off your chest. Whether it's a tiny annoyance or something much bigger, talking about it can give you some relief and lead you to a potential solution. That's where therapy comes in. It's a safe space to share whatever's weighing you down and learn to process it so your internal highlight reel can focus on the good stuff. And BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapist anytime. Let it out with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BIN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BIN.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
This is your Midweek Memo on the Black Information Network Daily Podcast with me, your host, Ramses Ja.
All right, this comes from Newsweek. Independent Senator Kyrsten Sinema announced Tuesday that she will not be running for re-election in Arizona, opening the door for a potential one-on-one race between failed gubernatorial candidate Kari Lake, a Republican, and Representative Ruben Gallego, a Democrat. In December 2019, Sinema again changed her party affiliation from Democrat to Independent, joining two other independent senators, Bernie Sanders of Vermont and Angus King of Maine, who both caucus with Democrats. She has also been compared politically to Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia due to more moderate positions. Gallego, a former Marine who served in Iraq and is the second Colombian American elected to the U.S. House of Representatives, has been in the Congress since 2015. He has criticized Sinema for betraying Arizona families, saying that she continuously, quote, put her own interest ahead of getting things done for the people of Arizona, unquote. He also scrutinized her for accepting huge campaign contributions from the wealthy and well-connected. Polls have varied in Arizona due to the potential for a three-way race that now won't come to fruition. In head-to-head matchups between Gallego and Lake, the pair splits numbers based on the poll. Most recent polls conducted in late February by Rasmussen show Lake with a four-point lead with 1,001 registered voters surveyed. An Emerson College poll around that same time showed Gallego with a 7-point lead. Lake, a strong Donald Trump supporter, still has to defeat Republican challenger Pinal County Sheriff Mark Lamb prior to facing Gallego. She is viewed as a strong favorite against Lamb. The Arizona Senate seat is currently considered a toss-up by the Cook Political Report. Okay, so for those that don't know, and I have a little bit more insight into this because I actually live in Arizona. Kyrsten Sinema was enthusiastically elected by her supporters. I remember this time, and we thought that she was going to be one of the heroes in the story of this country. Obviously, she was elected at a time when there was a lot of pushback against the MAGA movement and Donald Trump personally, and really the conservative Republican shift further right. And we thought that Kyrsten Sinema was going to be our voice, those of us who are left-leaning, which I've admitted many times on this show, if you haven't noticed, that I am a left-leaning voter. And once she was elected, she started to move a little funny, a little different. And a lot of people on the ground felt like that was a slap in the face because, again, a lot of people elected her to represent their interests. And on the heels of the Trump presidency, when we saw these extreme political maneuvers and we saw this extreme behavior, really, it was that, and this very aggressive get it done or else type of mentality, a lot of us felt like we were going to need to have a similar strategy of our own in order to make sure that we are evening the playing field. There were a lot of things that we felt were changed in a semi-permanent manner, not the least of which was Trump's electing of, you know, folks to the Supreme Court, breaking precedent. You know, certainly his last appointment of his presidency to the Supreme Court was something that, had it been under a prior president, that president would have waited until the next administration, and then the following administration would have elected a person to the Supreme Court. But after Ruth Bader Ginsburg passed away, Trump had a wide open opportunity to get another conservative on the Supreme Court, and he did exactly that. And now there is a decisive majority of conservatives in the Supreme Court, which Donald Trump and Republicans are still using in their favor. Obviously, Kyrsten Sinema famously failed to support the workaround for the filibuster that, you know, going back to Dr. King, people have been pushing to get rid of the filibuster. And, you know, for her, from this place, to be the person or one of the two people standing in the way of that, that felt very hurtful. And again, it felt like a slap in the face. But she's stepping aside, having done the damage that she's done, or in her opinion, having served the country as best she could. And again, this clears the path for a one-on-one matchup between Gallego and Carrie Lake. And I'm sure you know the name Carrie Lake. She is admittedly, you know, Donald Trump in a skirt. And she, you know, plays from his playbook. And there's a lot of people in Arizona who like that playbook. They like a bully in office. They like when a guy gets up there and says, "This is what I'm going to do, come hell or high water." And Carrie Lake suggests that she will be a similar representative if elected. And she certainly takes rather more out of his playbook, too. You know, obviously denying the fairness of elections, you know, suing and losing and making herself into a national embarrassment and so forth. But again, there are people who don't mind that. People that sincerely feel like, you know, she was robbed of the election just because she says it, not because there's been any proof, not because any courts have verified any of this stuff, not because her lawyers have been able to substantiate any of the claims, but because they accept on faith what they want to hear, which is, well, if my candidate lost, it must be because someone is cheating, not because most people don't want a person like this to represent them. So we have that to look forward to here in Arizona and, of course, nationally, because there are national implications there. So we'll keep an eye on it. And finally, you know, I'm not the biggest fan of Fox News. They are extremely biased, which in and of itself isn't the worst thing in the world, but they are also often not factual in their reporting. But I felt like this one is harmless. And that, by the way, is not my opinion. You can look up, you know, several independent resources that will suggest that about Fox News. So that is not, again, not my personal opinion. I like to use fact-based journalistic sources for the content for this show and indeed the entirety of the BIN. But for this story, I've been looking to cite a Fox News article. And for this story, I feel like it works just fine. NBA Hall of Famer Charles Barkley did not like former President Trump's remarks this past week, and he gave a warning to others that might be on the former president's side. Trump spoke Friday in Columbia, South Carolina, where he said his mugshots and indictments appeal to African-American voters. Quote, "You know who embraced me more than anybody else? The black population," Trump told the crowd. He goes on to say, "It's incredible. You see, black people are walking around with my mugshot. You know they do shirts," unquote. Barkley, sitting down with CNN's Gayle King, took a long sigh before sharing his thoughts. "Well, first of all, I'm just going to say this," he began. "If I see a black person walking around with a Trump mugshot, I'm going to punch him in the face," unquote. King quickly tried to shut it down, saying, "You don't mean that." Barkley was quick to retort. "Oh, I mean it sincerely," he said. When King said that Barkley would be arrested if that happened, he did not mind that being a possibility. Quote, "I'm going to bail myself out and go celebrate," Barkley said, as the crowd laughed. He goes on to say, "First of all, if I was at that conference, I would have got up and walked out. That was an insult to all black people to compare black history, where we've been discriminated against, to his plight." Quote, "It's not a fair comparison," he said. "He's a billionaire. He's had a great life. He's been president of the United States. To insult black people who have been discriminated against all these years and put them in the same category, I was just offended." So not a whole lot to add to that one. Just a shout out to Charles Barkley for saying his truth and, you know, for speaking up for black people, because, you know, that is insulting and that is pandering and that is performative. And there are a handful of black people that will say, "Yeah, see, Trump gets us. He understands us. He made shoes and T-shirts." And they're just kind of playing into the stereotypes. But still, very much the majority of black people see right through this. And we know that Donald Trump is a bad look. So we'll leave that one right there. Don't forget, these and other stories can be found at BINnews.com. This has been a production of the Black Information Network. Today's show was produced by Chris Thompson. Have some thoughts you'd like to share? Use the red microphone talkback feature on the iHeartRadio app. While you're there, be sure to hit subscribe and download all of our episodes. I am your host, Ramses Ja, on all social media. And join us tomorrow as we share our news with our voice from our perspective, right here on the Black Information Network Daily Podcast.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.